Cape Talk, fabulous life.
Welcome back to the show. This is Bianca Reznikov standing in for Pippa Hudson. In our fabulous life feature this week, we're going to be focusing on a very new and innovative swimwear product. Whether you're beach ready or not, the summer holidays have arrived. So I thought it was the perfect time to feature a new type of swimming costume. I think even if you have the most perfect physique, every woman can relate to a time in their life when they didn't feel comfortable slipping into a swimming costume. For some of us, it's when you have a baby, just had a baby. For others, it's just after winter when you've not been exercising. And for others, it's just all the time and every summer. Or perhaps you're just a modest person who it isn't about the way your body looks. It's just more about the fact that you don't really want to show too much skin, regardless of what shape you're in. And so this brings me to our guest today from the Ultimate Swimsuit Project. This project is for women who want to enjoy everything summer has to offer, but aren't comfortable with conventional swimming costumes. So welcome to founder of the Swimsuit Project, Anya Kovacs.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Welcome to the show. So now, costumes are a tricky subject. What are you doing to change us? Tell us about the inspiration about the Ultimate Swimsuit Project.
So the inspiration for this came from initially from my own struggle trying to find a swimsuit that I felt even vaguely comfortable with. You know, I've been various weights of my life, and it's not even so much about what size I am. It's just in a comfortable space, being comfortable in a public space.
Yes.
You know, we live in a very judgy culture about women's bodies. And even if you're working to feel great about yourself, sometimes you just don't have the energy to go and strip down in public. And I found that I wasn't the only woman having this experience. I spoke to friends. I spoke to ladies at parties. I spoke to ladies in Woolies who were in the swimsuit section trying stuff on. And so many women are having the same experience. They really struggle to find something that they can feel relaxed in and stop focusing on their bodies when they're in the space and focus on the experience and spending time with your family, enjoying the water, getting that exercise, getting that sun on your skin.
Oh, my mic was off. So what did you do?
So I've developed a line of swimwear that is just a little bit more covered up, but it's still stylish and a little bit glamorous, you know, just because you don't want to have your boobs out and your bum out in the same way. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you feel happy doing that, whatever size you are, go for it. No judges. But a lot of us don't always have the energy to do that. So we want a glamorous little something that we can wear and we can feel good and we can feel put together and we can still go in the water and we're not going to be uncomfortable because we're swimming in something that's not fit for purpose. I see a lot of women at the beach in a normal swimsuit with a big t-shirt over the top. And that's, I mean, I have done that as a teenager. That's very uncomfortable. That when that gets wet, it all clings to you and it holds the water for a long time.
You mentioned teenagers. Do you have a lot of teenage clients?
I haven't yet. The business is pretty new. I only really launched the website in the last couple of days. Social media is also not that old. Most of the women that are coming to me are sort of 25 and up. And interestingly, a lot of older ladies, ladies in their 50s and 60s, who also, you know, want to be a little bit more covered up.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the designs. What are we talking? I mean, how much covering up are we talking about here?
Okay, so I've got, there are three styles, two of which are what I'm calling swim dresses. So they have three-quarter sleeves, and then they have what's called a jewel neckline. So it's a reasonably high back swimsuit. You've got your shoulders are totally covered, and then you've got a little scoop neck in front, and then they fit down to... ideally, they'd sit on or below the sort of fullest part of your upper thigh. That particularly wobbly bit that most of us are.
Like a 1950s costume.
Very much so. Very much 1950s styling is the inspiration for that, because I think that kind of glamour is very powerful.
And what kind of colors are we talking about?
At the moment, classic black.
Only
classic black.
Oh,
I would love to expand into prints and colors, but I'm a first time producer and, I had to pick, you know, some classics to start off with. So I will do more colors as we go.
And do you have any pieces that go to the knee, or is it mainly short?
There's one piece that's a little fit and flare dress, so it sort of fits over your boobs and nips in at the underbust, and then it flows out and skims over everything else, and that ends just past your upper thigh. Mm. And then the other style is fitted and ruched, with ruching all down the front and the back of the body.
Very flattering ruching.
Yes, very flattering. You go to my social media, it's gorgeous. that one has a slightly adjustable skirt, so you can have it sit kind of the bottom of the skirt sit just on the fullest part of your thigh, or you can extend it to go almost onto your knees if you want more coverage.
Oh, nice.
So that really, depending on your height and your preferences, you can adjust it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is the product locally made? Tell us a bit about the manufacturing.
Yes. So I am very lucky that I found a fantastic factory in Elsie's River, called Sun Things. They've done all my manufacturing. Part of me, the sort of gender studies, part of me is very happy. It's also a female-owned business. A lot of the women, you know, it's a very female company, and they have a lot of experience doing plus-size swimwear. And my size range is very much catering towards ladies who can't find their sizes in most retail stores.
Tell me, what about looking after the product? Is there a special way that you should wash it? Will it last long? Give us a little bit of info.
Absolutely. I think a good swimsuit is like a great pair of shoes or a great frock. If you look after it, it'll last you for years.
Mm. How do you do that?
The biggest things are to always rinse your swimsuit out after you've swum in it. So if you've gone in the pool or in the sea, both chlorine and salt water are very bad for the elasticated fibers in swimsuit. Mm. So just giving your swimsuit a rinse, get in the shower, under the shower, rinse it off when you rinse the sand off yourself at the beach. Or just put it in a basin half full of water and sort of rub it around a little bit. And then squeeze it out. Never wring your swimsuit out, because, again, you'll damage the stretchy fibers.
Oh, that's interesting. You shouldn't wring it out.
No, you shouldn't wring it out. You can squeeze it just with your hands, but no twisting. Squeeze it and lay it flat on a towel in the shade. Or if you're in a rush, lay it on your towel, roll it up in the towel, and sort of squeeze the towel around it.
That's clever.
And then you can stick that in your bag, and when you get home, you can lay it out flat to dry.
And it's got it's Lycra, right?
Yes, so it's a Lycra. It's a really nice quality Lycra swimsuit fabric. So it's fit for purpose. It's not going to go floppy in the water. You just try and keep it. Try and clean chemicals off it as far as possible. So it's the chlorine, it's the salt, sunblock, those sorts of things.
And how can people look at these images? Have you done a shoot? Tell us a little bit. That must have been fun.
Yeah, so I had a really fun shoot. I mean, always with this kind of thing, you're starting really early in the morning. But we did a gorgeous shoot in Camps Bay. I had a group of really awesome women modeling for me. There were a bunch of ladies from the Rouge Revue Burlesque troupe, and then Meg from Mind the Curves, which is a plus size fashion blogger.
Amazing.
Based in Cape Town.
And what was their response?
I had really great feedback from them. And I worked with, they're quite a range of different sizes and different styles. So they were all very, lots of very complimentary feedback about feeling comfortable in the stuff, the fit. It was just exciting to see it on a bunch of different bodies, because it was the first time I'd really put it on a range of people, not just seen it on me or on my fit models.
Well done. If you've just tuned in, we are talking to Anya Kovach about her new swimsuit project, which provides women with swimwear solutions to enable them to stop worrying about what they look like and to get out there and enjoy the summer and the water. Thank you so much for coming in, Anya. And just one more time before you go, the website and the social media.
So the website is ultimateswimsuitproject.com. It's ultimateswimsuitproject.com.
Okay.
And you can find me at the Ultimate Swimsuit Project on Instagram and Facebook primarily. And if people want to come and try some costumes on, I'm having a little swimsuit soiree at a dancing studio in Claremont on Friday evening. Find the information on my Facebook page.
I love that, a swimsuit soiree.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Anya.
Thank you for having me.